Track 6, The Mardler. A roundup of stray news and previews from around our county.
Tapping House holds opera fundraiser at Sandringham House. More than £43,300 was raised for Tapping House from an extra special performance of Verdi's La Traviata in the State Ballroom at Sandringham House. The event honoured the care the hospice provided to the wife of charity ambassador Giulio Codacci Pisanelli. It also marked the launch of Tapping House's new brand identity, a dragonfly, symbolising transformation, hope and resilience. Tapping House has been providing care to the community of North and West Norfolk for 40 years. Speaking on the night, CEO Nicola Ellis said, "The dragonfly symbolises our commitment to embracing change and moving forward with grace and purpose, and there could not have been a better way to launch this new chapter than at Sandringham with such wonderful people by our side. Every person who attended has helped us continue our mission of care, and for that we are eternally grateful."
Visit Norfolk Museum for free this winter. Visitors can explore True's Yard Fisher Folk Museum for free on Wednesdays and Saturdays this winter, thanks to the West Norfolk Lives Fund, managed by Norfolk Community Foundation. The museum in King's Lynn tells the story of the fishing community of North Street and St Anne Street, and includes the historic Fisher Folk cottages and a Victorian smokehouse, as well as a Georgian tea room, with fair trade tea and coffee and cakes supplied by Smith's the Bakers. And a new exhibition, King's Lynn Underground, showcases some incredible local archaeological finds. Admission is free on Wednesdays and Saturdays until March the 31st. The museum is open Tuesday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, last admission 3:30 p.m, £5 adults, £4 concessions and £2 for children under fives go free.
Baker's and Lana's reveal new look delicatessen. The delicatessen at Baker's and Lana's food hall in Holt has had a makeover, including a new 18-metre counter filled with cheeses, meats and savoury treats. It took 6 weeks and sustainability was at the heart of the project. Nick Baker, Managing Director of the CT Baker Group, says, "Our future is as important as our rich history. Therefore, a greener delicatessen counter was an important improvement to make. We've carefully considered the whole space to offer our customers a much improved, inviting atmosphere, and we are thrilled with the result." Tanya Martin, who has 30 years' experience in retail, including 10 years specialising in food, has recently been appointed the position of Food Hall Manager. The team includes 6 employees whose long service ranges from 18 to 34 years. The new look was unveiled by Norfolk cheesemaker extraordinaire, Mrs. Temple.